Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Senior Moments, where we're talking about how we learn to look up, or how do we have a life of faith that's rich in a horizontal culture where it's very difficult to keep our eyes on God. And this is a passage we looked at. It's from Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. Here's what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, that the chapter we've been looking at throughout this entire series, chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, draws our attention to these people, these incredible folks who had faith in the midst of very difficult and trying circumstances. And God used their lives in different ways to really give us examples of what it looks like to live out a life of faith. More so, there were also people at the end of chapter 11 where the writer of Hebrews is drawing our attention to these people who they really didn't get to see the fulfillment of the promise of all that God had for them. They lived lives of faith, but they ended up losing their lives or suffering intensely. And the writer then in chapter 12 says, you know, because we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, it's almost like he's saying, look, because of all these folks, these people who are incredible people of faith, let that inspire you to continue to live out your faith. And he says, I want you basically to let go of or lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Now, these are two really separate things, and I just want to talk about them for a second. Weight, now imagine you're a runner and putting on a vest that's got 20-pound weights connected to it and then trying to run. It's hard enough to run when you don't have weight like that. So it's easier to try to, you know, get as many things off us as possible if we're going to run. So a weight then, what is it? A weight is anything that keeps you from following the Lord and what he wants you to do. Now, there are many great things that we do in our lives, that hobbies, activities, work-related things, kids, you know, sports. There are things that we do that are not in and of themselves bad. And what I think the writer is saying, listen, don't let any of those things become so important to you that you stop listening for what the Lord wants for your life. If something were to come up and you sense that God was asking you to do something, and that thing that's a good thing gets in the way of it, you know, if you sense that, you know, the Lord wants you to write a check to something, but man, that would really interfere with your hobby. Do you see how that could be a problem? Or let's say, you know, God was asking you to share the gospel with your neighbor. And the only opportunity was to do that on Sunday. But the truth is, you're going to watch your football game on Sunday afternoon. There are things that we do that aren't bad in and of themselves, but they become so important to us at times that we don't even listen for God's voice because these things are too important to us. And I think based on looking at these great cloud of witnesses, we really have no excuse. The Lord is asking us to listen for his voice first, to live out our current, you know, culture with faith first. Let that be the dictating part of our life. Then the second part is way more obvious. It's let go of the weight and the sin which clings so closely. So sin is obvious, right? We know what sin is, but have you ever considered how it entangles your life? You know, you're trying to run the race that God has set before you. And the race can be anything that God has planned. Like, you know, he wants you to live out your faith at work. He wants you to raise your kids to know Jesus. He wants you to be serving in your church. These are all things that are good things. But sin has a way of stopping you or hindering you from actually doing the things that God has for you. And I think oftentimes we look at sin as this shame cycle. You know, God's not happy with me because I sinned. You know, hey, I haven't sinned in a while. God must really love me. We look at it like that. But the reality is, God wants us to follow his mission for our life, and it's sin that keeps us from doing that. It entangles you, trips you up. And therefore, you may not realize how hindering it can be until later on when you look back and think, man, I wasted my time. So I say all that to you, and I just want to encourage you to think about the race that God has for your life and learning to let go of the things that will hinder you from running that race. Father, I pray for myself and for the listeners that you would help us to see very clearly the race you have for us, and don't let anything get in the way of that. Lord, we surrender the good things to you, and we repent of the sin in our life so that we will hear clearly your voice. Take a second and just talk to the Lord about the way God's challenging you this morning. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Till next time, God bless.